$32.5 million. That's how much Barack Obama has raised in just the second quarter of this year, in just 3 months. It's more than Hillary Clinton has raised, a lot more, and it's near the record President Bush set in the last election. Joining us now for our regular Monday political conversation is NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Madeline.
That is a lot of money.
Yes, I'm just feeling in the presence of so many Benjamins. I'm speechless.
And Hamiltons and everything else.
Yes, yes, dollar signs in my eyes.
Right. So where did he get this money?
He got it from a wide, wide growing base of donors of all sizes. Now, of course, some people are right up front giving him the $2,300 maximum. He has many wealthy donors, but he also has a total of 258,000 donors. This is a huge base. The average is just $202. That's the average gift he's getting from these folks. And so he can go back to them again and again over the next 6 or 8 months in the primary season, and then back to them again, of course, in the general election, because they're nowhere near having given the maximum.
All right. I said earlier in the intro that this was a lot more than Senator Clinton has raised, about $10 million more, I believe. What does it mean, though? Because public opinion polls show that she is still far ahead of him.
She is indeed. And that is, of course, still more important. These are just dollars. They're not votes. But then, on the other hand, polls are not votes either. And what we're seeing is an emergent strategy, I think, on the part of the Barack Obama campaign. They're not going to try to overtake her in the out year, the 2007 year before the first voting events. They're going to try to outraise her and just trying to hang back there within hailing distance of her in the polls, so that if he can win some of these voting events in January, or if Hillary should fall back into the pack and it becomes a longer running contest, he'll be in position at that juncture to be the obvious alternative.
And what about the Republicans? Who's raising money there on that side?
Rudy Giuliani is expected to raise more money than anybody else in the second quarter. We don't have his number yet, but we're expecting to get it early this week. And Mitt Romney, who was the big fundraising story on the Republican side in the first quarter, has fallen back a little bit. He's told people he's not going to raise the $21 million that he raised in that first quarter. He's going to be somewhere down in the teens. We don't know how far into the teens. Giuliani is expected to be in the high teens as well, so we expect him perhaps to take over the number one slot. Also notable among the Republicans is that Romney is contributing substantially from his own very deep pockets to his campaign. He's trying to stay competitive by contributing a little bit of his own so as to stay right up at the top with Rudy and not look like he's losing too much fundraising momentum.
And then we've got the juggernaut, the July 4th juggernaut of Fred Thompson, right?
Yes, indeed. Now, a lot of people have been talking about Fred Thompson being the reason why neither Giuliani nor Mitt Romney is raising money at the Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama levels, that people are hanging back. Many of the major Republican donors who have been big financial players for that party over the years have not chosen a horse yet in this race. So a lot of folks think when Fred gets in officially on the 4th of July, a lot of people are going to open their wallets for the first time.
Well, Ron, as one rises, another falls. News out today from the campaign of John McCain, a former GOP darling, is not so good.
This is not the happy story of 2007, and a little later on this afternoon, we expect his campaign to announce the layoff of 50 staffers or more, pay cuts for some of the senior staff. They have not been raising the money they expected to raise to be the putative frontrunner in this campaign. They only raised about $13 million in the first quarter. Looks like they're going to have a little trouble getting back to that number for the second quarter. They're simply not meeting expectations, and they're not keeping up with the big boys.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving, thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.